the Adelaide Crows centre, your old Mob, who, under Matthew Nix, I mean, they're young. People have talked about maybe not being as talented as some of the other teams, but for a large chunk of this year, they've brought a great competitiveness.
Yeah, they have, yeah.
And what that's going to build and lead to, we're not quite sure at this stage as their list continues to transition.
No, you're right. And they won 7 games last year and they've won 8 so far this year. They're 8-13, which, you know, sitting in 14th position on the ladder is not what their fans and what they would have been hoping for. But I think they're building the right system, and they're a really high-pressure team. And I think, like you said, BP, Nix has decided to teach pressure, clearance, tackling, and that's where they've thrived. And they've actually finished the season off. They're finishing the season off really strongly. They've got the showdown next week, yep, to finish the season off, which they'd love to knock off Port Adelaide in that last game of the season. They've that famous win in, where Dawson kicks the goal after the siren to beat them earlier in the season. It's always nice to sweep the showdowns each year, but they're high pressure, number 3 in clearances, number 1 tackling team this year. And we're starting to see some of those young kids come along. You know, Fogarty's, last sort of half a dozen games have been excellent. So I think they're building the right thing. I think they're building the right way, I should say.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, Leon, a man, Matthew Nix, you know very, very well. The time he spent, of course, up at the Giants, and he seems to be building something there. Yeah, you'd love to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah, look, I think absolutely. I think he's doing everything heading in the right direction. You're right. I mean, Sando, you would know the supporters over there would be getting impatient because they want to get back to some September action, but equally they had to acknowledge that it was a full rebuild, and you know, he's into his third year, coming into his fourth year next year. I just absolutely like tackling, contest, stoppage, they're probably one classy midfielder short of that team. I love they're building them, their back line. I love what they're doing with their key young foots. I mean, they've got the old person in Taylor Walker, probably doesn't want to hear that, but he's absolutely a fantastic player. Glad that he signed on again, because I reckon he makes Tilthorpe and Fogarty and Himmelberg better players on the run. You know, it's not just having them, you know, he's out there, he's playing, he's making them, you know, better players on the run. And I actually think, I'm really bullish about Adelaide. I could clearly see them. I mean, look, if they had a Rankin, which there's talk about, yep, at the moment, and they've investigated about Cox from Fremantle, and no one knows how far that's gone down the path. But if they add a Rankin to that team, I can just clearly see them really, you know, knocking on the door of the 8 next year.
Yep, making some progression. Let's try and whip through Hawthorn, Port Adelaide, the Gold Coast before we break in the next 5 minutes. So the Hawks, who we're watching live at the moment, new coach. There's been a bit to like about the Hawks. I don't know what expectations, Senator, you maybe had on them this year.
Yeah, well, going into this game against Richmond, and they're currently down by 37 points halfway through the third quarter. It looks like they're going to, after this round, they're going to be 8 wins and 13 losses. Strangely, in a Sam Mitchell-led side, they're going to be last in clearances, which is not what they want. 14th in inside 50s. But they know where they're going and what they're doing. I really like Sam Mitchell. I think he's going to be a great senior coach.
Yep.
They're just going to need some time, I think, for them to be able to take that next step.
Oh, I agree. I mean, look, it's a hard act to follow, isn't it? 4 flags. We were talking about Clarko before, but I love the way they attack. They rebound off the halfback flank, and they want to score. They want to. The modern game is if they can score 90 points, 95, 100 points, they're after that, and he's bought that. Probably the opposite to the way he played, as you mentioned, Sando. He was an absolute jet clearance player, but that might be his next move over the summer. It might be some rollout, but we've got offense under control here. We're moving the ball really well. Let's work on some finer points, and that might be our clearance work, our contested work. But they're like Adelaide. I think everyone's been a little bit surprised with Hawthorn. They thought, maybe they might be right down in the bottom. They coach really well, and they're playing some really good footy.
No doubt, Port Adelaide.
Well, the story of their season, BP, was the start of the year where they went 0-5, which took us all by surprise a little bit. We were expecting a side coming off back-to-back home prelims to be a contender, and they're not. I mean, they're 8 wins, 7 losses since they started 0-5. There have been some really good signs. Their defence has been okay. They're still ranked 5 in the competition for clearances. So their contest work and their defence is okay. But a bit like these other sides down, in that sort of bottom 10 or bottom, or the sides outside of the 8, it's their offence. They couldn't get clicking this year. You know, Marshall's their leading goal scorer with 39 goals. He's been a real success story after they've persevered with him. But, and obviously now the debate around whether Kenny should see out his final year of his contract, and I think Koshy more or less guaranteed he's going to come back next year and honour that, which is great. I think he's a great coach, Kenny, and I think they'll bounce back really hard next year, Port Adelaide.
Tidied up, Koshy, come Thursday.
Yep.
It was up and down, but I think they'll bounce. I think they'll bounce back. Knowing Kenny, have that inner determination to go, here we go again. I reckon the last 2 years has been fantastic. They just fell short on both occasions. Probably took the wind out of them a little bit, that 0-5 start, but I can see them bouncing really quickly.
All right, we've got about a minute and a half here. The Gold Coast, I think all of us footy fans probably would have loved to have seen them crack a debut finals appearance. They're going to fall short, but it seems like they're going in the right direction.
Yeah, just quickly, I think the foundations are set for Gold Coast. They're not going to finish off the season as they plan, but 43 goals to Chole is great, and they're building that young squad. Miller, Anderson, Rao, Lukosius, Leon mentioned Rankin, they might lose him, but what they'll get back will be significant as well. So a side definitely to watch next year.
Leon?
Absolutely. Yeah. And look, it is disappointing the last 3 or 4 weeks. They'd be really flat about that, and they need to get over that hump because it's happened a lot in their early part of their careers. Is they've got to finish off seasons, but it's much better, and I can clearly see them knocking on the door of the 8 next year.